Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We all have our moments. We're not perfect, and we make a lot of mistakes, but we can go through. That's one of the great things about Scripture is you go through and you see so many mixed up, messed up people who really, really got off track, and yet God still used them. They still had those shining moments when His grace and His power and His love was working in them and through them, and the same is true for us.
Yeah, I always think of calling Thomas, you know, never doubting again Thomas. Because
yeah.
we don't spend enough time after what happened when he encountered Jesus and saw the holes in his hands.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, go ahead and put your hands in the holes. And he goes, no, it's you. It's absolutely you. He never doubted again.
That's right.
And yet he's got stuck with this one doubting moniker, which is too bad because he had a complete reversal on that opinion.
Yep.
Yeah.
We are so much more than our mistakes.
We are so much bigger than that. So let's talk about maybe someone out there who is stuck right now carrying that big mistake burden from their past. And, you know, let's talk about what Jesus has done to set them free and how they can overcome all of this pain that they're carrying around every day.
Well, you know, everybody's situation is different, but the blood of Jesus is there for us all. And as we confess our sin and we repent of our sin, he forgives us, he cleanses us, he pays the price. He's already paid the price for that sin. And so where we go from there, it kind of depends, I guess, the first step for that person that if you're listening today and you feel this burden that you've been carrying, you know, have you confessed and repented of it? Have you asked him to forgive you? Have you received his forgiveness? If you have, then you believe that he has forgiven you, no matter what your emotions tell you from day to day, no matter what the enemy of your soul tells you, and he'll try to discourage you and defeat you. He's called the accuser of the brethren, or the accuser of the brothers and sisters. He likes to remind us of our past sin and cast them up to us, but Jesus doesn't do that. He says that he's cast our sin into the depths of the sea. You know, then Corrie Ten Boom used to like to say he's put up a sign, no fishing. So no fishing, no keep bringing it up. When those thoughts come to mind, you choose not to dwell on them, not to meditate on them. You know, if you need to get some counseling, if you need to talk to somebody, if there are things that you need to do to make things right, there may be some specific steps that you do need to take that will help you on that journey to healing. But it starts with repenting, receiving forgiveness, and then believing it, then speaking the words of truth into your life and refusing to fall into that trap. Every time the enemy tries to bring that thought, you say, thank you, Jesus, that I am forgiven. And begin immediately to turn your thoughts to praise and worship. Turn your thoughts to others. You know, guilt is a very self-focused thing, especially when we're wallowing in it. I'm not talking about the healthy guilt that leads us to repentance, but when we continue to feel guilt and shame over something that has long been forgiven and very often forgotten by everybody else. It's very self-focused, and one of the greatest things that we can do is immediately start looking for other people who need encouragement, who need help. And as we turn our attention off of ourselves and onto others, the burden begins to lift.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.